Chapter 13. Functions of Cheetah. Each cheetah has its own function to perform. No cheetah arises without performing a function. For example, seeing and hearing are functions performed by cheetah. We are not used to considering seeing and hearing as functions because we cling to a self. If we want to know more about cheetahs, we should learn about their different functions. In Pali, Kicha. The function performed by the first cheetah in life is the function of Patisandhi, rebirth or relinking. The Patisandhi cheetah is succeeded by the Bhavanga cheetah, life continuum. The function of Bhavanga, life continuum, is the second function of cheetah. The Bhavanga cheetah keeps the continuity in a lifespan. So long as one is still alive, Bhavanga cheetahs arise and fall away. During the time, there is no sense door process or mind door process of cheetahs. Bhavanga cheetahs arise in between the different processes of cheetahs, which experience an object through one of the six doors. For example, seeing and thinking about what was seen arise in different processes of cheetah, and there have to be Bhavanga cheetahs in between the different processes. When a rupa impinges on one of the senses, the current of Bhavanga cheetahs is interrupted. There are a few more Bhavanga cheetahs arising and falling away, and then the five-door adverting consciousness, the Pancha Dharvajana cheetah, arises. The Pancha Dharvajana cheetah is the first cheetah in the process of cheetahs experiencing the rupa, which has come into contact with one of the senses. The Pancha Dharvajana cheetah performs the function of avajana, or averting to the object which impinges on one of the five senses. It averts to the object through that sense door. The Pancha Dharvajana cheetah is an Ahituka Kriya cheetah. The Visuddhimagga 14.107 states concerning the Pancha Dharvajana cheetah, mind element, and I quote, "Herein, the mind element has the characteristic of being the forerunner of eye consciousness, etc., and cognizing visible data, and so on. Its function is to advert. It is manifested as confrontation of visible data, and so on. Its proximate cause is interruption of the continued occurrence of consciousness as life continuum, Bhavanga. It is associated with equanimity, upeka only." End of quote. The Pancha Dharvajana cheetah is the forerunner because it arises before Pancha Vinana, seeing, hearing, etc. When it adverts to an object which has contacted the eye sense, it adverts through the eye door, and it is eye door adverting consciousness, Chakhu Dharvajana cheetah. When it adverts to an object which has contacted the ear sense, it is the ear door adverting consciousness, Sota Dharvajana cheetah. The Pancha Dharvajana cheetah is named after the sense door through which it adverts to the object. The Pancha Dharvajana cheetah arises countless times a day, but we do not notice it. Whenever there is seeing, the eye door adverting consciousness has averted already to the visible object which has impinged on the eye sense, and it has fallen away already. Whenever there is hearing or any of the other Pancha Vinanas, the Pancha Dharvajana cheetah has averted to the object already, and it has fallen away. The Pancha Dharvajana cheetah is succeeded by the other cheetahs of the sense door process which experience that same object. When that process is over, the object is experienced through the mind door. First, there are Bhavanga cheetahs, and then the Mano Dharvajana cheetah, mind door adverting consciousness, performs the function of avajana, adverting through the mind door. There are two types of cheetah which performs the function of adverting, avajanakicha. These are the pancha dhalavajana cheetah adverts to the object through one of the five sense doors, and the mano dhalavajana cheetah adverts to the object through the mind door. The mano dhalavajana cheetah is an ahetuka kriya cheetah. It is not accompanied by unwholesome roots, akusla hetus, or beautiful roots, sobhana hetus. After it has adverted to the object, it is followed by kusla cheetas or by akusla cheetas. When visible object contacts the eye sense, the eidō adverting consciousness, chakkhu dhalavajana citta, adverts to visible object through the eye door. When the eidō adverting consciousness has fallen away, it is succeeded by seeing consciousness, chakkhu vijnana. The function of seeing, in Pali, dasanakicca, is performed by seeing consciousness. Seeing is vipaka. It is the result of kusalagama or akusalagama. We are born to receive the results of our deeds. We see, hear, and experience objects through the other senses. The cheetah which performs the function of seeing only sees visible object. This cheetah does not like or dislike. It is an ahetuka vipaka cheetah. Neither does it think about the object. If one does not develop right understanding, one does not realize that the cheetah which only sees visible object is reality different from the cheetah which likes or dislikes the visible object, and different from the cheetah which pays attention to shape and form. Because of our accumulated ignorance and wrong view, we do not realize the impermanence of cheetah, which falls away as soon as it has arisen, and which is succeeded by another cheetah, which is a different reality. There are only two kinds of cheetah which can perform the function of seeing. One is akusala vipaka, and one is kusala vipaka. When sound has impinged on the ear sense, and the ear door adverting consciousness has arisen and fallen away, hearing consciousness arises. The function of hearing, in Pali, savanakicca, is another function of citta. Hearing is ahetuka vipaka. Two kinds of citta can perform the function of hearing. One is akusala vipaka, and one is kusala vipaka. Another function of citta is the function of smelling. In Pali, gayanakicca. Two kinds of citta, which are both ahetuka vipaka, can perform this function. One is akusala vipaka, and one is kusala vipaka. There are two kinds of ahetuka vipaka citta, which can perform the function of tasting. In Pali, sayanakicca. One is akusala vipaka, and one is kusala vipaka. When the cheetah which performs this function tastes, for example, a sweet or a salty flavor, it merely experiences that flavor. It does not know the name of the flavor. The cheetahs which know the conventional name of the flavor arise later on. The function of experiencing tangible objects through the body sense, in Pali, puttanakicca, is another function of cheetah. When an object contacts the body sense, the pancha dhalavajana cheetah adverts to the object through the doorway of the body sense. It is succeeded by body consciousness, kaya vijnana, which performs the function of experiencing tangible object through the body sense. Two kinds of cheetah, which are both ahetuka vipaka, can perform this function. One is akusala vipaka, and one is kusala vipaka. The objects experienced by kaya vijnana are the following rupas: solidity, experienced as hardness or softness; temperature, experience as heat or cold. Motion, experience as oscillation or pressure. These objects are experienced through the doorway of the body sense, which is rupa. This rupa, which has the capacity to receive body impressions, is all over the body, except in those parts where there is no sensitivity. Thus, summarizing the functions performed by the cittas, which are the pancha-vijñanas, they are the function of seeing, dasana-kicca, the function of hearing, savana-kicca, the function of smelling, gayana-kicca, the function of tasting, sayana-kicca, the function of experiencing tangible object, pusana-kicca. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and experiencing tangible object are different functions, not performed by a self, but by citta. These cittas arise because of their appropriate conditions. In order to remind people of this truth, the Buddha explained how cittas experience objects through the five senses and through the mind door. He pointed out the different conditions for the arising of cittas and the impermanence of these conditions. Since the conditions for the arising of cittas are impermanent, cittas cannot be permanent. We read in the kindred sayings, 4, Salayatana Vaga, Kindred Sayings on Sense, Second 50, Chapter 4, Paragraph 93, Duality 2, that the Buddha said to the monks, and I quote, "Owing to a dual thing, monks, consciousness comes into being. And what, monks, is that dual owing to which consciousness comes into being? Owing to the eye and objects arise eye consciousness. The eye is impermanent, changing. Its state is becoming otherness. So also are objects. Thus this dual, mobile and transitory, impermanent, changing, its state is becoming otherness. I consciousness is impermanent, changing. Its state is becoming otherness. That condition, that relation of the uprising of I consciousness, they also are impermanent, changing. Their state is becoming otherness. This I-consciousness, arising as it does from an impermanent relation, how could it be permanent? Now the striking together, the falling together, the meeting together of these three things, as a footnote, that is I, visible object, and I-consciousness, end of footnote. This, monks, is called I-contact. I-contact is impermanent, changing. Its state is becoming otherness. That condition, that relation of the uprising of eye contact, they also are impermanent. This eye contact, arising as it does from an impermanent relation, how could it be permanent? Contacted, monks, one feels. Contacted, one is aware. Contacted, one perceives. Thus these states also are mobile and transitory, impermanent and changing. Their state is becoming otherness." End of quote. The same is said with regard to the other doorways. In the process of citta, the pancha-vijñana is succeeded by sampatichana citta. This citta, which performs the function of sampatichana, receiving the object, receives the object after the pancha-vijñana has fallen away. Sampatichana citta is ahituka vipaka. Two kinds of citta can perform this function. One is akusala vipaka and one is kusala vipaka. Gama does not only produce the divi pancha-vijñanas, the five pairs, and sampatichana citta, it also produces Santirana Citta, investigating consciousness, which succeeds Sampatichana Citta. Santirana Citta performs in the sense door process the function of investigating the object, Santirana. It is Ahituka Vipaka Citta. The function of investigating the object is another function of citta, different from seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, experiencing tangible object through the body sense, and Sampatichana, receiving. As we have seen in Chapter 9, there are three kinds of Santirana Citta which can perform the function of investigating. 1. Santirana Citta, which is Akusa Vipaka, accompanied by Upeka. 2. Santirana Citta, which is Kusa Vipaka, accompanied by Upeka. 3. Santirana Citta, which is Kusa Vipaka, accompanied by Sumanasa, when the object is extraordinarily pleasant. Santirana Citta is succeeded by Vodapana Citta, determining consciousness. Vodapana is another function of citta. The Vodapana citta determines the object in the sense door process. After it has determined the object, it is succeeded by Kusla cittas or by Akusla cittas. Vodapana citta is not vipaka. It is not Kusla or Akusla, but it is an Ahituka Kiriya citta. The conditions for its arising are different from the conditions for Santirana Citta, which is produced by Gama. As we have seen in Chapter 9, the citta which performs the function of Vodapana is the Ahituka Kiriya Citta, which is classified as Mano Dharavajana Citta. The Mano Dharavajana Citta performs two functions. In the mind door process, it performs the function of averting to the object through the mind door, and in the sense door process, it performs the function of Vodapana, and that it can be called, after its function, Vodapana Citta. Cittas experience pleasant or unpleasant objects through the senses and through the mind door. If someone has accumulated a great deal of lopa and dosa, lopa mula cittas are likely to arise when the object is pleasant, and dosa mula cittas are likely to arise when the object is unpleasant. At such moment, there is unwise attention to the object. These cittas arise because of conditions. They are not self and beyond control. We are inclined to think that in the process of cittas, Akusla Vipaka cittas, which experience an unpleasant object, should necessarily be followed by Akusla cittas, since we let ourselves be ruled by the objects we experience. However, if there is wise attention, there is no aversion towards unpleasant objects. Kusla cittas and Akusla cittas arise because of conditions which are entirely different from the conditions for Vipaka cittas. Akusla Vipaka and Kusla Vipaka are the result of Gama. We wish to control our Vipaka, but this is impossible. When it is time for Akusla Vipaka, we cannot prevent it from arising. We should understand that our life is Nama and Rupa, which arise because of conditions and fall away immediately. If we would truly understand Vipaka as it is, as only a moment of citta which falls away as soon as it has arisen, we would be less likely to have aversion towards unpleasant objects we experience. One may wonder whether it is necessary to know in detail about cittas and their functions. Is it not enough to know only about Kusla cittas and Akusla cittas? Apart from Kusla cittas and Akusla cittas, we should know also about other kinds of cittas which perform different functions in the processes of cittas and which arise because of different conditions. Then there will be more understanding of the fact that there is no self who can direct the arising of particular cittas at particular moments. There is no self who can choose to have kusa cittas. People have different accumulations, and thus, when an object presents itself, there will be, in the process of cittas which experience it, the arising of kusa cittas or akusa cittas, according to one's accumulations. When, for example, different people smell delicious food, some people may have akusa cittas, where others may have kusa cittas. Those who attach to food are likely to have lopa mula cittas. In the case of someone who has accumulations for dana, generosity, kusa cittas may arise when he has smelled the food. He may wish to offer food to the monks. In the case of others again, there may be kusa cittas with panya, which realizes odor, for example, as only a kind of rupa, which is not something, which is impermanent and devoid of a self. Through the study of the Dhamma, and above all through the development of insight, right understanding of realities, there can be conditions for kusa cittas, and then there is wise attention to the object. No matter whether the object is pleasant or unpleasant, in the sense door process, the vodapana citta can be succeeded by kusa cittas, and in the mind door process, the mano dhavavajana citta can, after it has averted to the object, be succeeded by kusa cittas. If there can be wise attention at this moment, there will be more conditions for wise attention in the future. Kusa cittas and akusa cittas are bound to arise because we have accumulated both kusala and akusala. People are inclined to blame the world for the arising of their defilements because they do not know that defilements are accumulated in the citta. Defilements are not in the objects around ourselves. One might wish to be without the six doors in order to have no defilements. However, the only way to eradicate defilements is knowing the realities which appear through the six doors. We read in the kindred sayings, 4, Salaitana Vaga, Kindred Sayings on Sense, 4th 50, Chapter 3, Paragraph 194, On Fire, that the Buddha said to the monks, and here I quote, "I will teach you, monks, a discourse illustrated by fire, a Dhamma discourse. Do you listen to it? And what, monks, is that discourse? It were a good thing, monks, if the organ of sight were seared with a red-hot iron pin on fire, all ablaze, a glowing mass of flame. Then there would be no grasping of the marks or details of objects cognizable by the eye. The consciousness might stand fast, being firmly bound by the satisfaction either of the marks or details of the objects. Should one die at such a time, there's a possibility of his winning one of two destinies, either hell or rebirth in the womb of an animal. Seeing this danger, monks, do I so declare. It were a good thing, monks, if the organ of hearing were pierced by an iron spike on fire, if the organ of smell were pierced with a sharp claw on fire, if the organ of taste were seared with a sharp razor on fire, if the organ of touch were seared with a sword on fire. It were a good thing, monks, to be asleep, for sleep, I declare, is barren for living things. It is fruitless for living things, I declare. It is dull for living things, I declare. For if asleep, one would not be applying his mind to such imaginations as would enslave him, so that, for instance, he would break up the order. Seeing this danger of being awake, monks, do I so declare. As to that, monks, the well-taught Aryan disciple thus reflects, let alone searing the organ of sight with an iron pin, on fire, all ablaze, a glowing mass of flame. What if I thus ponder, impermanent is the eye, impermanent are objects, impermanent is eye consciousness, eye contact, the pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling which arises owing to eye contact. That also is impermanent. So seeing, the well-taught Aryan disciple is repelled by the eye, by objects, by eye consciousness, by eye contact. He is repelled by that pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling that arises owing to eye contact. Being repelled, he is dispassionate. Dispassionate, he is set free. By freedom comes the knowledge, I am freed, so that he realizes, destroyed is rebirth, lived is the righteous life, done is the task. For life in these conditions, there is no hereafter. Such, monks, is the Dhamma discourse illustrated by fire. End of quote. This sutta reminds us to be mindful at this moment when we are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, experiencing objects through the body sense or through the mind door. All these objects are functions performed by different cittas which do not last. Questions for Chapter 13. 1. Which citta in a sense door process determines the object before it is succeeded by akusa cittas or by kusa cittas? Is it accompanied by hetus, roots, or is it ahetuka? 2. Which citta in the mind or process precedes the kusa cittas or akusa cittas arising in that process? What is its function? 3. Is the citta which in the mind or process precedes the kusa cittas or akusa cittas the first citta in that process experiencing the object? 4. Can this citta be accompanied by wisdom? 5. Sound is experienced through the ear door and through the mind door. Has the sound fallen away when it is experienced through the mind door? 6. How many types of citta can perform the function of aversion to the object? Avajana. End of chapter 13.